The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, hello there, you British Tech News listeners out there. Welcome to your Tuesday installment of the BTN News Show. It is the 16th of April, 2019. We got the best technology news coming your way right now for you, as always, in about 5 minutes. When we think of ad-supported music, what do you think? Spotify. In most cases, when it comes to streaming, we think of Spotify, even though Apple's, they're getting in the crowd now, aren't they? Well, apparently Amazon's thinking, well, we need to be part of that crowd, too. So much so that they may be working on an ad-supported music service. Amazon's currently in talks about a free ad-supported service that we could actually be seeing maybe this week. But from what we're hearing, you're going to have access to a limited catalog. From what we can tell, this is more of giving a feature to people that, say, have an Echo speaker. More of an enticement. Hey, try it out. Have a listen and hear an ad. And once you're annoyed with the ads, they want you, of course, to sign up with their music service. Now, when we're saying limited, we don't know how limited the catalog will be. It all really comes down to how much they're willing to pay, the record labels out there, no matter how many ads may run alongside those songs. Yeah, it's all dollars and cents it comes down to. Now, of course, we've reached out to Amazon saying, hey, what's up with this? And they're saying, what are you talking about? No comment. Guess we're just going to have to wait and see later this week if Amazon says, hey, happy Easter. Have some free music. Well, time for some Tuesday Hacker News. Haven't done one of these in a while, have we? Now, this time it's affecting Microsoft Outlook users. Microsoft started actually notifying some people at Outlook.com that a hacker, or maybe hackers, we don't really know yet, was actually able to access accounts for quite a few months earlier this year. And you think about that, it's only April, so you're kind of thinking maybe between January and now. Yeah. But what they did elaborate on is that they discovered that a support agent's credentials were actually compromised. And of course, with that happening, it allowed unauthorized access to some accounts. Again, they didn't say how many. Hackers could have actually viewed your email account, your addresses, folder names, subject lines of emails, but according to Microsoft, the content of the emails or its attachments, apparently, no, they didn't have access to that. Microsoft also wanted to reassure all Outlook users, hackers were not able to steal any of their login details or any of their personal information. However, though, Microsoft's saying, I want to be on the cautious side, They're recommending any affected users reset your passwords immediately. And finally, hey, Apple fanatics out there. Yeah, I'm talking about you guys that just love to collect everything under the sun. Well, here's one to add to your collection, and it might cost you a pretty penny. Particularly that we knew very little about this device until now, thanks to a video that's now online. Yes, I'm talking about Apple's Vault. Yep, just heard most of you go, huh? Yes, there's a new video online showing Apple's Vault, apparently a prototype from way back in 1993. So what's it all about? Sorry, I had to. Just like yesterday with the cows. Well, the Vault aimed to combine many of the elements of a phone and a desktop computer. Kind of sounds like an early iPhone. Trust me, it doesn't look anything like a phone. In any case, the new video actually shows the device's core features. Has a phone book on it. Has a fax system on it. Yeah, fax. Yeah, you heard me say that correctly. Even bank management software. Now that we got it all sorted out what it was for, I know you're sitting there thinking, well, what the hell does Vault mean? You're going to love this. It stands for Wizzy Active Lifestyle Telephone. Yeah. Now, as you guessed, it was never released to the public, but prototypes are out there, and when I was telling you about get your money ready, well, a prototype actually managed to sell on eBay for $8,000. Like I said, want to see more about it? Search for W.A.L.T. and go ahead and stick Apple in there just for good measure. Then you can watch Apple's Mac System 6 operating system in all of its glory. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com, britishtechnetwork.com, our website. You can subscribe to our podcast over there, and so much other tech goody stuff going on. Give us a like on Facebook and follow us on Instagram at British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show. Well, we are headed into Holy Week. So for those of you who observe and celebrate, I hope you have a nice Holy Week together. I hope you have a great Easter. So the New Show will be taking a tiny little break for a bit. We will, however, though, be back on Monday next week, getting you caught up on the best technology news that's been happening. But until then, enjoy your Tuesday, have a blessed week ahead, a great Easter, and thank you so much, as always, for listening. It is the 16th of April, 2019. Yeah, I got an itch in my ear. Okay. Ooh, earwax.